Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking career pivots, glamorous galas, and some heartbreaking news that's got me in my feelings. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so we're starting off with some tea that's actually wholesome. I know, bear with me here because this Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner situation has got me shook in the best possible way. Girl, these two have been divorced longer than they were actually married, and yet they're out here being the poster children for how to co-parent like absolute legends. Okay, so here's what's happening. Ben and Jen have managed to stay so close after their split, and I'm talking properly close. Not just those fake Hollywood smiles for the cameras. We're talking genuine friendship, proper communication, and putting their kids first in a way that honestly has me questioning why more celebrities can't figure this out. The audacity of them being mature adults, like Ben's been through his whole gambling drama, his alcohol struggles, and Jen has been right there supporting him through it all. Not as his wife, mind you, but as the mother of his children and genuinely as his friend. Girl, when I tell you this woman has the patience of a saint. And can we talk about how they're still doing family holidays together? Christmas morning, birthdays, school events. They're showing up as a united front for their kids. I'm screaming because this is exactly what those poor children needed after watching their parents' marriage fall apart in the most public way possible. But here's the real tea. Jen has been dating again, Ben's moved on with his life, and they still make it work. That's not easy, babe. That takes serious emotional maturity and, honestly, it makes me wonder if more couples could learn from this instead of turning their breakups into World War III. The thing that gets me, though, is how Ben has publicly credited Jen with basically saving his life during his darkest moments. Like, this woman could have walked away completely, focused on her own happiness, but she chose to be there for the father of her children. That's some next-level human being energy right there. Not them making me believe in healthy post-divorce relationships. Girl, they've set the bar so high that I'm side-eyeing every other messy celebrity breakup from now on. Okay, so moving on to our next story. And honey, this is the plot twist nobody saw coming. Are you sitting down? Because Asia Carrera, yes, that Asia Carrera from the adult film industry, has just passed the Texas bar exam and is about to become a lawyer. I am not making this up. Girl, when I tell you my jaw dropped to the floor. Asia, whose real name is Jessica Steinhauser, sat for that notoriously brutal exam in Waco back in February. And she passed. The audacity of her completely reinventing herself and showing everyone that people can change careers in the most dramatic way possible. And can we just pause for a moment because, passing the bar exam is no joke. I've got friends who went to law school and some of them didn't pass on their first try. This woman went from one industry to becoming a whole lawyer. And honestly, I'm here for it. That's some serious dedication and brain power right there. What gets me is how she shared the news this week like it was no big deal. Girl, you just made legal history. You went from adult films to fighting cases in court. That's character development that nobody could have predicted. I'm screaming at the thought of her opponents in court not knowing her background and underestimating her, only to get absolutely demolished by her legal arguments. Like, imagine thinking you're going up against some rookie, and then getting your case torn apart by someone who clearly knows how to work hard and reinvent herself completely, not society knowing how to handle this level of career transformation. Because let's be real, there are going to be people who can't wrap their heads around this, but honestly, that's their problem. If she passed the bar exam, she earned that law degree fair and square, and she deserves the same respect as any other attorney. The thing that has me emotional, though, is this is such a powerful message about second chances and not letting your past define your future. Girl just proved that you can literally become anything you want to be if you're willing to put in the work. Right? So let's switch gears completely, because we need to talk about the absolute glamour that went down at the El Acma opening gala for the David Geffen Galleries. Honey, the fashion was serving, and I need to break down these looks for you. Okay, so Paris Hilton showed up and, girl, she understood the assignment. We're talking full Hollywood glamour, that signature Paris sparkle, and she looked absolutely stunning. You know Paris doesn't do anything halfway, and this gala was no exception. She was serving old Hollywood meets modern icon energy, and I am living for it. Heidi Klum, babe, this woman ages backwards, I swear! She stepped out looking like an absolute goddess, and at this point, I'm convinced she has some sort of fountain of youth situation happening because the woman looks incredible. Her gala look was sophisticated, elegant, but still had that little bit of edge that makes Heidi. Well, Heidi! And Eva Longoria! Girl, Eva came through with that Latina glamour that she does so perfectly. The woman knows how to work a red carpet, knows her angles, knows her colors, and she absolutely glowed at this event. When Eva Longoria shows up, you know the photos are going to be stunning. But honestly, what I love about events like this is seeing all these different stars bringing their own energy to the same space. You've got Paris with her socialite sparkle, Heidi with her supermodel elegance, Eva with her sophisticated glamour. It's like a masterclass in how to do Hollywood events properly. The audacity of them all looking absolutely perfect while I can barely coordinate matching socks. But seriously, galas like this remind me why I love celebrity fashion. When they get it right, it's pure art, and honey, they all got it right that night. And can we appreciate that this was for the David Geffen galleries? Like, they're out here supporting the arts while looking absolutely incredible. That's the kind of celebrity energy we need more of, using their star power for culture and creativity. Now, girl, I need to shift the mood completely because we have some news that's got me genuinely worried and sending all my love and positive energy. Christina Applegate has reportedly been hospitalized amid her ongoing battle with multiple sclerosis. And honey, this has me in my feelings. For those who might not know, Christina revealed her MS diagnosis back in 2021, and she's been so incredibly brave about sharing her journey with this condition. Watching her navigate this health battle while still trying to work and live her life, girl, she's shown strength that honestly inspires me. The report says she's hospitalized in Los Angeles. And while we don't have all the details about what's happening, I just want to send her all the love in the world. Multiple sclerosis is such a challenging condition, and it affects everyone differently. Some days are better than others, and it sounds like she's going through a particularly tough time right now. What breaks my heart is remembering how she pushed through filming the final season of Dead to Me while dealing with her diagnosis. She was open about how difficult it was, how the symptoms were affecting her, but she was determined to finish the show properly for the fans and for herself. Christina has been such an icon for so many of us, from Married with Children to Anchorman to Dead to Me. She's given us so many laughs and memorable moments. But beyond her career, watching her handle this health journey with honesty and grace. It just reminds you that our celebrities are human beings dealing with real serious challenges. I'm not going to speculate about her condition or what's happening medically because that's not my place. But I do want everyone listening to send some positive thoughts her way. Whether you're into prayer, good vibes, meditation, whatever your thing is, let's all hope she gets the care she needs and starts feeling better soon. The thing about MS is that it's unpredictable, and that uncertainty has to be incredibly scary. But if anyone has the strength to keep fighting this battle, it's Christina Applegate. She's tough as nails and has such an incredible support system. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. From Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner showing us how co-parenting should be done, to Asia Carrera becoming a whole lawyer, to glamorous gala fashion, and sending love to Christina Applegate during her health battle. Girl, today was a roller coaster of emotions, but that's Hollywood for you. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!